We got a couple minutes here to spend with a guy who knows a little something about NFL playoffs. He's only been part of it for decades now, first as a player, then as a head coach, doing some broadcasting work these days. We'll find out if he's planning on doing that again this upcoming season. Former Titan and Ram head coach Jeff Fisher joins us here on The Fan. Coach Jordan McDonald, Gary Myers here in New York. How you doing?
I'm doing great, guys. How you doing?
Jeff, we're doing good, and we thank you for spending some time with us this afternoon. And, you know, I thought when I called you the other day, my first thought was, let's talk about Greg Williams, which we will do to start, but we'll also talk to you about the Rams because you really helped build that team with, you know, the three best players, Gurley, Goff, and Aaron Donald. You drafted for the Rams, but Jet fans are just really curious about what Greg Williams is going to bring here, both in terms of scheme and attitude. You know him as well and better than any coach in the league. You've worked with him for many years. What will Greg Williams bring to the Jets?
Well, you know, you mentioned it there in your question, Gary. It's scheme and attitude. Scheme is scheme. I mean, everybody can do the same thing throughout the NFL. You know, it's about going to the ball and going hard and playing together as a defensive unit. And, you know, I was listening earlier this morning, someone talking about the job that Chicago did and the job that Coach Fangio did with that defense. And it's, in a lot of ways, what he did is similar to what Greg does. It's all about pulling together a group of guys on defense, getting to believe in each other, and then going out and playing hard and having that mindset to where you can win it on defense every week. But at the same time, Greg's been around the league long enough to know that, you know, when he's game playing against an opponent, you know, he's smart enough to go down the hall and say, hey, guys, you're probably going to need to score some points this week because this group's really good on offense. So it's Greg's experience. You know, he's always surrounded himself with good assistants. And, you know, obviously Adam has a lot to do with that. But I think it's a great opportunity. It's going to really help Sam, as they move into the OTAs and into camp, and the offense is competing against the defense and whatnot, because of the challenges that Greg will bring from a defensive standpoint for the young quarterback. So I think everybody should be really excited about it. You know, Greg's been around. I mean, had Greg not been around as long as he has, he wouldn't have had the success that he had when he took over there as the interim head coach in Cleveland. And, you know, I was surprised that they didn't give him that opportunity. But the Jet fans across the country and there in New York, they're going to benefit from perhaps a mistake that the Browns made in not keeping Greg, because he's an outstanding coach.
Coach, you referenced the Jets' new head coach as Adam. Do you have a relationship with Adam Gase, and what are his prospects as a head coach in this league in his second stop?
You know, I know Adam, and I think that's a great selection. If you want me to say Coach Gase, I will.
It seemed a little familiar, and I didn't know what the tie was, and that's why I was asking.
let me give you the quick background on that. When a player comes past me in the hall and says, "Hey, coach," I say, "Hi, player." So I kind of like the first name basis, you know, personalize things like that. So, outstanding offensive mind, really good with quarterbacks, and the success he had. And he obviously didn't have the ideal quarterback situation down there in Miami with the injuries and whatnot. But when he was with a good quarterback, boy, he did some really good things. So, and you can't talk to anybody that's ever been in a quarterback room with him or around him that doesn't say favorable things about him. So, yeah, it's a great situation for you.
Jeff, just to get back to Greg again, we won't call him Coach Williams or Williams. The one word that has followed him around now, and it popped up in all the New York papers this week, is Bountygate. And certainly he paid his price by having a sit out a year, and then he got back with Tennessee. Then you hired him as the coordinator in St. Louis, and he came with you to L.A. But while you were in St. Louis, there was a game against the Giants 3-4 years ago where it appeared that the Rams defense was playing right up until the edge, or, you know, whatever you want to call it, over the line, which has been emblematic of Greg Williams' defense over the years and a fight broke out with Ogletree and Beckham. Is that what we're going to see from Greg's defense here, is that he pushes it as far as it can go within the rules, sometimes maybe crosses the line a little bit to the other side of the rules?
No. I mean, I was there. I mean, I had taken the Rams job. Greg was on the staff for 3 months, and then everything, kind of fell apart from Greg's world, if you will. You know, it was difficult on us because, I've always said it's easier to hire a head coach in April than it is a defensive coordinator. But nonetheless, so I know what happened and I know what went down, and I'm not going to go into specifics about it, but no, that Greg is going to push his. Yeah, I mean, it's no different than any other defensive coordinator. You got to push him to the limit, but you can't hurt the football team. And in another place and time, we can talk about what happened in that game between the players on the sideline, because I was there.
Right.
And because I was the head coach across the field, so your players, good players, prideful players, good defensive teams, they back down to absolutely nothing. You don't back down to anything. But you also understand there's a fine line between not backing down and not hurting yourselves. And that's where Greg is. He understands that. And so look for a different attitude there. I mean, it's got to change. You mentioned something earlier, Gary, that I was broadcasting. I did one game this year for Fox just to help them out on the doubleheader thing.
Right.
And I did Jets at Jacksonville. And so I'm familiar with the Jets roster. And this is no comments directed at anybody, but they need an attitude adjustment on defense. And that attitude adjustment is going to come from Greg. And by that I mean they need to play together. They need to play hard. They don't need to make excuses. And they don't need to lay around on the ground when, they get hit too hard. And so that, to me, is what he's going to bring to that defense. And, then you couple that with the fact that he's working for and with the head coach that knows the division. I think you got something going. You add a young quarterback to the equation, you got to get some players in there. But it should be exciting times for Jet fans.
Jeff, when Greg was in Washington, he had Sean Taylor, who was on his way to being one of the all-time great safeties when, unfortunately, his life ended much too soon. The Jets have a player that has that kind of Sean Taylor ability that really needs to make the next step in Jamal Adams. He's been terrific for 2 years, made the Pro Bowl this year. What kind of an impact do you think that Williams will have on Adams?
Well, Greg's good at putting people in position, maximizing their ability levels. It's that old philosophy that coaches buy into. If you got a good player or an average player, you make them good. If you got a good player, you make them great. If you got a great player, you leave them alone. So Jamal is somewhere in between that good and great. And so Greg's going to put him in a position to where he can be successful. I think the important thing, and again, this is just me talking and not putting words in anybody's mouth, but you have to wash your hands of what's happened in the past. And you have to look forward, and you have to start with the team first. And what happens is when things don't go right during the season and the losses start to mount, people start thinking of themselves, and that's where things deteriorate. And so not that Jamal has thought about himself, but he needs to be the center point of that defense if he's as good as I thought he was as I was preparing to do that game. And take over and go down in history as one of the top safeties in the league with one that consistently, year in and year after, top defenses in the league.
We're talking to Jeff Fisher here on The Fan, McIntyre's with you. Coach, I got to ask you about Jared Goff. You certainly loved the young man, took him with the number one overall pick, got him in the second half of his rookie season. Didn't go real well. 0-7, there isn't too many ways you can slice that and come up with optimism. But I'm sure you liked him and believed he was still going to become a future good quarterback, if not star, which he has achieved in this league. What happened that year? What happened that year, and what happened to change it as quickly as it did to get Goff up to an almost Pro Bowl level?
How many games did the Jets win this year?
Four.
Four, okay. And is the quarterback not any good? The quarterback's a pretty good player.
Okay.
There are different things associated with the success related to a young quarterback. You know, what we did out there, our plan was to give him some playing time in the second half of the season. And as a matter of fact, I had discussed with our owner when we were playing the Jets there, whether we won the game or lost, I was going to start Jared the next week because it was time for Jared to get some experience. We won. Case Keenum, we won that game there against the Jets. And then next week we started Jared. So I was only there for 4 weeks. I don't know what happened the last 3 weeks, but I was only there for four. But our whole plan all along was to bring Jared Goff along slowly. And you know, there's different approaches to developing quarterbacks. Everybody knows that. Sam took the first snap of the season this year for the Jets and got off to a great start. It was a Detroit, I think. They beat Detroit. But,
yep.
But you know, Patrick Mahomes, on the other hand, he didn't play until week 17 of his rookie year. So there's different ways of bringing quarterbacks along. And now we didn't have the talent level around Jared that he has now or had last year. We were deficient, and we were probably definitely deficient in the coaching area as well. But this was not a deal where we didn't think Jared wasn't going to be a great quarterback. I mean, we had the choice. We had to choose between Jared and Carson, and that is a good problem to have. But nonetheless, you got to choose between one or the other. We went with Jared for reasons we don't have the time to discuss. I think they're both outstanding quarterbacks. They're going to have great careers. But when you need a quarterback in this day and age of the National Football League, you got to go up and get him. So we did it with the Rams, and then obviously the Jets didn't necessarily go up to get him, but the guys fell to him. So, you know, the Jet fans should be as excited as the Ram fans are now. It's going to take Adam, or Coach Gase, rather, some time to get to where Sean got that team. But I think everybody should be excited. And, again, I don't know if I answered your question, but, you know, we did what we did for Jared at that point in the season. It was about Jared and his development. It was about Jared's future as a pro quarterback in the National Football League. It wasn't necessarily about my future because I wasn't concerned about mine at the time.
Jeff, when a coach is no longer with a team and he gets let go, there's one of two feelings that you can have when they go on to have success. One is resentment and you don't want them to do well. And the other is to have pride because there's so many players that are still there that they bring to the team. And certainly that's the case. The cornerstone of that team is Jared Goff, Todd Gurley, and Aaron Donald. And you were the coach and you were running that draft room and you were in charge of the football ops when the Rams drafted all three of those players. So what kind of emotions do you have tomorrow afternoon when your former team is playing for a chance to get to the Super Bowl?
You know, I've been in this league for a long, long time, Gary, and I can't ever remember a moment where I was pulling against somebody other than it was the opponent that I was playing on Sundays. So I'd like to see success. I love the stories, and I miss the players, so I'm pulling for the players. So never was there a moment where I was not pulling for the Rams, and I'm pulling for the Rams tomorrow. But I'm also pulling for Sean Payton and Drew Brees because what a great job they've done. And again, the Final Four, as we're looking at it on the eve of the Final Four, it's where it should be. It's what people thought would possibly be the Final Four, you know, when the season started. You got the four best teams competing. I can't not begin to make predictions because the games are so different. The factors. I heard you guys talk about weather in Kansas City and those all these things come into play. And then you flip over to the other game and you've got, you know, all of a sudden Warren's got some injury problems. What bigger hurdle is there to overcome when you got all suddenly just struck by injuries going into the championship game? So, I mean, the storylines are great. It's what the NFL is all about. And I just hope the fans, you know, and these are probably New York fans. And I mean, the Giants got things going. The Jets got things going. They're heading the right direction. And, you know, enjoy the weekend and keep in the back of your mind the hope that, hey, our team's going to be there, you know, sooner than later.
Jeff, one last question. What does the future hold for you? Are you going to be doing some more TV next year? Maybe in 2020, is it still your goal to give it one more shot at being a head coach in the NFL?
Yeah, Gary, thanks. I miss coaching, and I don't feel I'm too old to coach. I've got enough experience under my belt and learned a lot through the years. And, you know, if anybody, you know, actually, I'll finish with this. I told John Gruden I'm not going to help him with the move. How's that? I'm done moving football teams, but I'll tell you what I'm doing. I'm having a blast right now. I'm helping with the Alliance and Charlie Ebersol and the Alliance of American Football, which this group's in training camp in San Antonio, and they're going to kick their season off weekend after the Super Bowl. And so I'm helping there, and, you know, they got a really good thing going. And, you know, I'm enjoying myself. You know, I'm rested, and I've been able to do, as coaches, you know, we don't have falls. And so I've gone 30, 40 years without a fall, and I've been able to do some things the last couple falls that I've missed out on. And so I'm enjoying myself. I love the game. I love the relationship, the friendships, and I'm pulling for not only the people that I don't know to be successful, but the people that I've crossed paths with, the Greg Williams of in my lifetime, to have success. So, you know, I appreciate this opportunity to answer your question. I don't know what the broadcasting world is for me. I'm a coach, not a broadcaster. And I miss the sidelines. But if I never return to the sidelines, man, I can look back on my life and say, you know what? I had a good run, and I had a lot of great memories, a lot of great experiences along the way.
Coach, great stuff. We appreciate you coming on with us. We'll send Adam
it's
your
Jeff,
regards.
Not Coach. You got to call him Jeff, not Coach.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I call him Coach. You. If you're an NFL head coach, that's
right.
Complete and utter respect from this end. He will always be Coach to me. Coach, thanks.
Thank
appreciate
so much,
it.
Guys. Enjoy the weekend, and all the best to the listeners.
All right, take care. Thank you.
Jeff Fisher here with
great
us
guy.
On the fan.
Just great guy.